Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
Yeah, this weekend sees a momentous occasion at the Aviva Stadium in Dublin. Ireland take to the pitch to face Scotland in their last Six Nations game of the season. However, it's the first time the women's team have had a standalone match in the stadium, and former Munster and Ireland player who won the Grand Slam with Ireland in 2013, Fiona Hayes and Darren Ochten from Off the Ball, are both with me here on the programme. Good afternoon to you both. Fiona, there is something particularly special about this weekend's match.
Oh, it's unbelievable. The excitement is building now, Andrea. I did a podcast this morning and just talking about the time we played there after it was against Italy, and there was probably 300-400 there, and we were so excited at that. I can only imagine how beautiful an occasion it is going to be to have over 30,000 people in the Aviva cheering on the girls. It's come such a long way, and they deserve every single bit of it.
How much more pressure, Fiona, does that bring? You know, a stadium, I suppose the stadium like that, and the whole sense of occasion that's around it, and the numbers that'll be there and in attendance.
Do you know what? They played in Twickenham at the start of this year's Six Nations, and I think there was maybe over 80,000 at it, or 70,000. So I feel like that was a huge pressure moment for these girls to go out. A lot of England fans in the crowd, so you can imagine a few boos and whatever. This is going to be separate. There'll obviously be pressure to play well, but I think with the crowd that's there, everybody cheering, huge moments, turnovers, scrums, tries, it's just going to be an exciting day for them. But they will completely have to talk about how they just need to focus on the rugby and enjoy that moment and celebrate after.
Yeah, but it's funny, do you know, over the last number of days, Fiona, there has been a real sense of kind of buzz and excitement about the match, and I've heard, you know, in various different programmes obviously talking about it, but does that reflect a real shift in how the women's game is viewed now?
Yeah, I think so. And the girls have done a lot of work as well. You know, in this day and age, there's a lot of focus on media, and they've a few characters on TikToks that are able to do them, but also bring it on the pitch. So I think it's showed that rugby is accessible. Everybody who's a rugby fan is now supporting the women's game. It would have been completely separate before. So I think there's been a huge shift. It's been a lot of work done in the last few years to do that, but we've seen the numbers growing, and you have to say that this is going to be a pivotal moment for anybody that has been involved in any way, shape or form in women's rugby in the past to see where it's at now.
Even thinking back to your own career, Fiona, in Grand Slam in 2013, when you think back to games in places like Ashburn, does it just feel like a totally different era now for women's rugby?
Yeah, absolutely. When I look at them and they're training full time in the high performance, you know, they go up pre-Six Nations. I suppose, not to go on about it, we would have all had to go back to our jobs on Monday and then head away back up on Saturday morning. So it's a completely different era, but they have come on loads. You know, this started a few years ago, and maybe they didn't have the player profile. It's gone so high performance now that it's unbelievable to watch. Different era, harder style of rugby, you know what I mean? You can see how physical the game has become. These girls are really shaping up, and I suppose providing that entertainment on the pitch as well. So definitely from the days in Ashburn, I'll never forget, we played against France and there was too many cars. They shut it down because they didn't expect as many supporters, so we all had to stop for a little bit as well because the floodlights broke. So it's madness. It was brilliant for us at the time because we saw all the cars coming in and saying, wow, we've only ever had 100 people here, and it was just growing and growing because we had beaten England previous. That was the 2013 year, so it was just immense for us.
Yeah, Darren Ochten from Off the Ball is with us, Fiona, in studio too. Team information released in the last hour or so, Dara.
Yeah, just the one change for this week for Scott Beaman's team from the last weekend. Sam Monahan comes in to start. They've kind of been chopping and changing in that second row in this campaign. Sam Monahan will join Fiona to it for the last game of the weekend, or of this campaign, I should say. But yeah, like Fiona makes some great points there about this occasion. And I think the point about Twickenham and the 77,000 people in that stadium that weekend, it's so important. I was speaking to Aaron King in Clermont ahead of that game against France a couple of weeks ago. And they mentioned that in camp, that, you know, they feel like they're big occasion players now. They're past that point of getting nervous or feeling that they don't deserve to be there. So as big a, an important an occasion this is this weekend on Sunday, they deserve to be there.
Yeah,
and they've earned
absolutely.
The right to play in the Aviva Stadium and sell as many tickets as they have.
And I know even from seeing myself, you know, obviously listening to you and seeing you on the TikTok videos too, Dara, women's games. But have you noticed big improvements in some of those individual performances throughout the tournament?
100%, yeah. I suppose a big component of that is the amount of players playing over in England now. Aoife Wafer, obviously, is the big star of this team, and she's moved over to the Harlequins this season, and her game has come on so much. And look, I could go through the whole team and name so many star performers. And the thing is, Fiona will agree with this, is that they've managed to build depth this campaign. That's something that hasn't always been the case with Ireland, that, you know, you may have a great starting team or you may have a good starting pack, but they've never really had the players coming off the bench or the players coming in week in, week out, rotating. And they have that now. And I was looking at the average ages of the team, and that back line that's starting this weekend, an average age of 24.
Right.
So get behind this team now while you can, because there's plenty of great years to come.
Where do you see, or what's next for the team, do you think, Fiona?
I think they need to push on. You know, they finished third last year. I think anyone that's interested in women's rugby would know there's probably been a clear difference between the top two, which is England and France, and the rest. And Ireland have kind of been floating in and out of, you know, beating Italy, losing to Scotland. So they've kind of if they can beat this, or if they can beat Scotland on Sunday, they will have conquered that clear we're in third. And I think the biggest thing for this team to do for a confidence builder will be to beat one of the top two, probably looking at France, but having France at home next year in the Six Nations is going to be huge for them. They'll get a couple of games in the global calendar where they'll play, you know, Australia, a few other teams, but I think their main focus will be on getting players blooded there, beating France, and then, you know, looking at that World Cup cycle, because Dara spoke about the age profile.
Yeah.
These girls are young, and come next World Cup, they'll have a lot of rugby under their belt.
This weekend's game, you know, the importance even for the next generation too, Fiona, of younger players, even young female spectators, to see the women's team play on such a big stage. I'm sure you're looking for as big a turnout as possible.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know what? I was thinking I'm coaching at club level around here as well. And I was thinking, come next season, we're going to see a lot of those under 18 girls coming up to play adult rugby. And I'm sure they'll be going out and buying red scrum caps that Aoife Wafer is wearing, you know, having the colour and looking at their idol. And it's just the game is growing, but these girls and how they perform is showing, you know, and now getting 30,000 people in a stadium, it's that, you know, can't see me, can't be me.
Yeah.
And I think it's putting women's rugby on the map. So it's exciting for the younger girls to get to that stadium, watch them play. And they, I have to say, the Irish girls are spectacular in staying around afterwards, chatting to the younger generation about rugby and just signing autographs and getting in pictures, which is very, very important for that.
How will the game go, Dara? What's your predictions?
Ireland, they will be favourites going into this one. The only catch is that this exact fixture last year, we slipped up. So there's a big focus on not letting that happen again. Focus on yourselves. And yeah, I'd imagine Ireland will come out victorious, but this is a big occasion, obviously, but a very, very important game that they have to get past. Ireland want to establish themselves as the best of the rest in the Six Nations, and this is the fixture to do it in. So I'd expect a win. But I think it will be a close game. I don't think Scotland are any pushovers. So somewhere between 5 and 10 points.
Fiona?
Yeah, I'm going to say they're definitely going to win it. You can come at me out in the streets if they don't. I think this team have been building. Last year was different. They're at home now. They know the crowd are behind them. And I think Scotland have had a couple injuries as well in key positions. They're, you know, an unbelievable side and have nothing to lose. But watching this Irish team, the back row in particular, they're going to be really, really hungry. And I think they're going to put on a show.
You're working, Fiona, is that right, at the game Sunday? So
I'm working. Yeah, I'm working for Virgin Media. Unfortunately, we're in the studio, so we won't be a pitch side. But I'll be getting a cab straight over to celebrate. There's a big function for ex-players. We're getting a heritage cap, so we'll find out what number cap we are. So it's a huge show there if you're putting on for everybody on Sunday.
Good stuff. I'm going myself Sunday.
I am as well, as a fan. We'll see you there.
Absolutely. Yeah, we'll see you there. Darren Ochten, Fiona Hayes, thanks a million for your time on the programme. Much appreciated. Emails lunchtimelivenewstalk.com.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk. Conversation that counts.